Games from the Front presents a World War Cthulhu campaign.
Jeff.
Doc is here.
Jeff. I see your picture.
Duck, you there?
Can you hear me?
I see Duck's picture. I don't hear voices.
As long as you can hear me, that's all that really matters.
You know what? When it comes down to it, Rex, that's, you know.
How about now?
Yeah, I guess.
Ah, nice.
So close.
You live the dream. Live the dream.
Live the dream.
The smoothest GM session ever.
Hey, I was having a whole conversation with you guys, and you guys were ignoring me.
Yep. Nice. Let's continue.
Apparently, there's a mute button on my mic I hadn't noticed before.
We comes in handy. Couldn't ignore you if we tried.
Yes.
All right. I have not heard from Kyle when I sent my reminder email, and I don't see him online right now, so we will probably be going ahead without him. But I do have some housekeeping to take care of. I'm kind of all over the place with different editions of character sheets, and I don't think I did a good job keeping track of much of anything last session. I think Kyle was the only one who got jacked up. Jeff, were you around last session or you weren't?
I was not. I actually haven't been in a session since I think before I went to Spain in August, so. Mm.
Yeah, we really missed
you by committee last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We missed you a lot.
Still alive, apparently, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are the master overlord of the underworld domain under London, and you're in charge of thousands of undead soldiers.
I am.
Yeah, congratulations.
I've been a busy little boy, haven't I?
Yeah. It's that money and a smile will get you a lot of places.
Exactly.
All right, so let me catch up on some stats. Rex, for Andre, current hit points, 11?
I will tell you in 1 second. That is correct.
And your current sanity?
79.
And what is your max sanity? Your max sanity is 99 minus your Cthulhu mythos.
So it's looking, well, I'm now just working off the Roll20 character sheet. So okay. It gives me 79/80/99.
Got it. But okay.
I didn't think I had any Cthulhu mythos, but maybe I did.
99 would be your max.
Yeah. Yeah, you just started out kind of, didn't you?
Theoretically, you could have given me some for my
prior
encounter.
In a Turkish bath.
Yeah. All right. Let me make a note of that. I feel like I told you something at some point, but let me make a note. All right. Dex is 65.
Correct.
No 70, idea 70, luck 65, move 9, build 0, dodge 52.
Dodge, I'll tell you. Correct.
App 55.
App being short for
appearance.
Appearance, yep. Yep.
And credit rating.
Well, who knows? 0.
0. Yeah, you don't actually have anything. Okay, that's why I have question marks here. Interesting. We'll fix that. And all right, Gerald, you sent me your stuff.
Yes, sir.
Let me pull that up. You guys in your emails.
So cute.
So cute. Who's going to the con this week?
C'est moi.
I am.
Not me. I should be in Chicago over the weekend.
You're going or you were at Chicago?
No, I will be in Chicago because my wife's running the marathon.
Oh, so. That's right. You did mention that. Okay.
I'll be in Chicago for 45 minutes in between planes.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Be careful that a scrawny-looking Canadian doesn't try and take your seat.
Exactly.
I'm not so scrawny after this weekend. I wish it was.
Yeah, but there's what you put on, what, a pound and a half or something?
A couple ounces.
Yeah, you're the rugby guy. After seeing a picture of you, you must have been a lock.
Yes. I played 4 games yesterday. So we had 4 mini games and an all-night party. We stayed over in the town we were in where the tournament is. And yeah, my dinner was this. So we went to this pub. It's like best dinner ever when you're kind of hammered and been like going at it all day. So it was this bowl made of Yorkshire pudding filled with mashed potatoes, gravy, and roast beef.
Nice.
And as a salad, I had a large poutine.
Don't know if that quite counts.
It's definitely a salad.
Yeah, I used to be a flanker.
Oh, were you? Yeah. Right on. Yeah, I play second row and back row. So I played all second row yesterday.
Yeah. Back door.
You would be the hooker no matter what.
Hey, Jeff, for Hugh, did you go through the character improvement?
I did, because I was looking back. I played the session when I, like, right after I got back.
All right. So let's make sure. I've got 11 hit points for you.
Yep.
What's your sanity?
Sanity is 52.
And your max?
65.
What?
Six. Well, so what's your Cthulhu mythos?
Mm-hmm. I mean, 65 may have been your original sanity.
That was my original, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Your max is 99 minus your Cthulhu mythos. And I don't think
I see. Okay, I thought you meant my original Cthulhu mythos.
Yeah. Hugh doesn't get his brain dirty by learning Cthulhu.
No. I have people who do that for me. Well, it'd be 99 minus 4. My Cthulhu is 4.
Okay, so 95 max. What's your dex?
Calculate to figure that out.
No,
just tell your people to calculate it for you.
Exactly.
What's your dex? 37 still?
Yes.
80 no.
Yep.
65 idea. 58 luck. What's your luck? I'm sorry. I'm gonna
Luck is 52.
52. Okay. Move 7. Build 0.
Yeah, 0. Where's my move again?
Lower right, near the combat section.
Well, build is 0, but my move's not there.
Your move.
Oh, move is up there, 7. I got it.
I thought you said build. I'm sorry. Dodge.
Dodge is blank, so.
Price 17. Half your dex.
Oh, half my dex, okay.
Your appearance is a lovely 65.
Yes.
And
so I have my dex at my dodge at 18.
18. Okay, maybe
my dex is 37.
Yeah. Oh, okay, got it. And your credit rating is 85. 85. Money bags. Okay. Check. All right. I don't really need to know these things, but who knows? Something may happen in this game at some point. Okay.
Okay. Does Hugh know what happened last session?
He's about to find out.
I read. Well, I've got the notes open, but it doesn't say anything to you about me being Lord of an Underworld or anything like that. So there's some like stinky woman who shoots Eric and turns him into a dog. I got that part there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, last time you guys were starting out in a bomb shelter with bombs falling around London. And Rex, you want to pick it up?
Coincidentally, we end up sharing the bomb shelter with a bunch of people who have value to the progression of our investigation one way or the other.
What a fluke.
So what a fluke, yes. So the creepy lady comes in, and she is acting very creepy, and she freaks out. She shoots Eric. And she shoots someone else. I'm trying to remember now.
I want to say me, but I don't record an injury.
No, she shot Barry Connell.
I forget
his nickname.
Yep.
Is that the guy with the tie, that the voice Ty does really well?
No, that's the older friend of the guy.
No, it was the younger guy.
Yeah, so Davey was the young guy, Davey Reed.
Davey Reed, yes.
And he was hanging out with a guy. He did have a nickname. What? Oh, the Hatchet. Barry the Hatchet Connell.
Yep. And
Barry
Hatch. Yeah, yeah.
Hatch. He was the one who got shot along with Eric by the stinky crazy woman.
How do I get to the notes again?
Well, I will send you a link. Let's see. I should put that somewhere. How do I?
In the doc, if you're on the web version, you can just share the.
Oh, yes.
Somebody's a Roll20 expert.
This is the Google Doc. This is not Roll20.
No.
How many systems can we use? Gersh, I just put that in the Roll20 chat.
Okay, thank you.
We're not using the table, whatever it's called anymore, are we?
Nope.
No.
Yeah. Okay. I just got to bookmark this here.
Because only three systems of audio, tabletop, and email will do.
Will do.
For this system.
Well, 600 windows open. Plus my
docs.
Yeah. Plus my iPad for have all the rule books.
Exactly. Nice. Exactly. Okay, so you learned that her name was Grace Daggett later on, and Rex, as you said, she kind of unloaded her World War One era revolver into both Hatchet and Eric.
Right.
And then what happened?
Some stuff. So Eric kind of transforms and goes after Grant. So we take control of the woman, who ends up actually going canine as well. And I'm reading the notes because it's all foggy to me now. Robert knocks Eric out. And then we end up interrogating after Eric's poignant farewell. We end up interrogating Davey Reed, who starts linking us to names that were found in a notebook we recovered in one of the bags, some of whom are already dead, and hopefully the ones who aren't dead are going to shed light into what's going on.
Yeah, pretty much right. Couple corrections. Daggett didn't turn into the dog-like beast. She, if I heard you correctly, she shot Hatchet, who then turned into that. He kind of emerged and transformed. And the same with Eric. And then a fight ensued. The smelly woman, Grace, she plunged a knife into Hatchet's chest, killing him, and then fell unconscious. And then as the battle continued, you guys eventually subdued Eric. You weren't quite sure if he was alive or dead. And then since he wasn't there to play his character, you had Hugh, I believe, rifle through Grace's belongings. I think actually Robert helped with that as well. And you found a big bag, and there was a purse inside. You found information about her apartment and where that's located. You found the list of names that is in the notes. And Rex, as Rex suggested, some of those people, or actually I think all of them, Davey Reed knew in some form. It turns out that Davey's a spiv, a black marketer in World War II, and had been selling and trading and under the table largely meat products. You talked about delivering bacon to different customers, which is what he was doing with Hatch at the time. He was making calls on customers. Let's see. He kind of went through the list of people in Daggett's list and told you a little bit about each one of them and their connection to either the business or the black markets. Some of them were related to his boss. And then you're about at the point trying to decide what to do with Daggett, who was alive but clearly gravely injured, when a bomb exploded nearby and broke open the floor below the shelter. And some of you fell into the darkness below, and some of you were able to maintain your balance up above.
Yeah, pretty much what I said.
That's what you said. That's what you got.
Way to overshare, Ty.
Making sure all the information is out there. Davey had also started to bargain a little bit with you guys. I think he was trying to trade some of the information that he had for perhaps safe passage out of the city. He referenced a sister he had outside of town. And he's clearly freaked out, or was clearly freaked out at the time. His colleague, superior, had turned into this creature that was then killed. He's got questions about who else is perhaps not who they appear to be. And of course, the floor is opened up, and again, some of you are up above. The bombs have started to subside a little bit. It's the middle of the day in early July in London. And Eric, who may have been alive at one point, was certainly crushed under some of the rubble that emerged from the bombing. Okay. Let's see. From the notes, I've got Andre, Robert, the somewhat limp and vaguely or semi-conscious body of Grace Daggett, and Hugh have fallen into the pit that opened up underneath the floor of the bomb shelter. And Grant and Gerald are up above with Davey Reed. Now, for those of you who fell down, it's certainly not so deep that you couldn't climb out, perhaps climbing up over the rubble. But you can tell that you are it's daytime. There's not a lot of light. You can see perhaps 5-10 feet in front of you, and you can see that this cavern or passage opens up a little bit, but then disappears into the darkness. You don't really, outside of perhaps the wall that your back is against, you can't tell how far anything else goes.
Mm. Does this area that we fell in appear to be man-made versus natural?
Let's see, Celia. Andre, you are down below.
Correct.
It's certainly not. It's not natural or it's certainly not man-made. I mean, it's not like paved or there's no stone paving or any type of man-made features to it.
All right. So it's some kind of dirt. Cavern, dirt, natural stone cavern type thing.
Yeah. The smell is quite damp. It's a bit humid. It smells vaguely of what you would call body odor. You can't see any water dripping, but you could almost imagine it being that humid that perhaps if you were to touch a wall, it might be wet. Condensation, that kind of thing.
I'm confused.
It's moist.
You said this
smelly,
was...
just like a Magic the Gathering convention.
Dang it! I was going there. Come on. Like, it sounds like we fell into a comic book store.
Pretend you're at AACCon next week or this coming week.
And there's going to be strict hygiene rules there.
It's Thursday, and
we have sergeants of arms.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Yep. I've seen the rules being enforced.
Yep.
Yes. I heard
nice.
That.
Clay is having nothing of it. No nastiness.
Yeah, Clay would definitely not put up with it.
Okay. Exactly.
No, he does not mince words. I'll pay you $100 to shower right now. Exactly. That's what he would say.
Wait a minute. That gives me an idea.
If only I could stand my own odor, then I'd be in.
In, yes.
And Andre, since you asked, why don't you go ahead and give me a spot hidden roll?
Spot hidden. There we go. What did we get? Success.
Okay. Yeah, in addition to appearing to be natural and not man-made, you see some faint striations throughout the little amount of the wall that you can see. Striations meaning or scrapes or marks on the wall that, you know, appear to be not striations in like sediment laying, but just like scrapes against the wall.
Okay. Sure. I don't think I've got any skills that are going to let me leverage that. So I have tracking. Does this look like an animal track that went through this tunnel? Giant badger, possibly.
You got tracking. Yeah, go ahead. Give me a track. Okay, sure.
Ooh, look at that hard success.
Oh, hard.
You're a bit confused by it, but it almost appears as if they're claw marks.
So I get the others' attention and point out the marks and say, I'm not sure what lives down here.
You know what? You said a hard success?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, after a moment, your nose adjusts to the smell a little bit better. And instead of body odor, you're starting to think it might be excrement of some kind.
Mm. Oh, dear.
Hey, you guys okay down there?
It's definitely the AEC con.
Yes.
And it's for what it's worth, without a light source of some kind, you're going to have like really no chance of seeing anything.
Anybody got a flashlight or a torch?
Not with you.
Yeah, I didn't think we would be just carting that around London.
Well, let's maybe we regroup and come back with, you know,
stuff.
Dungeoneering supplies.
Nice. Guns and shit.
Flask of oil. That's and right. Flint.
Yeah, we got a squirrely gimp up here too. We gotta take the end.
A squirrely gimp.
Don't be picking on Kyle just because he's not here.
There you go.
Guys, what's going on? This is bad. This is really bad. I'm missing my opportunity here to ham it up a little bit.
So how easy is it for us to get out of this cave-in area? Can we climb out, or we're going to need some assistance?
Yeah, pretty easy. I mean, it's a little assistance, a couple of helping hands from Gerald.
From up top, yep.
Yep. Yeah, you guys can get out pretty easily if you'd like.
Come on, guys. Get out of there.
I'm going to climb out. I don't like the smell.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Robert's going to climb out, too.
All right. So you do have this creature that was formerly Hatch, the Hatchet. He's still, you know, he's got a big old knife in his chest.
No. I took that.
Oh, you took the knife? Okay.
Yeah, if you recall.
He's got a big gaping wound in his chest. He's quite dead. Otherwise, you are free to do what you like, within reason.
What's the status of Eric's body?
It's under rubble. You could see... let's perhaps an arm or two sticking out from the rubble. You think it might be recoverable, but it requires some digging and a little bit of time. You're not quite sure how much. Just all kind of depends on how things settle out.
I look over at Hugh and I can give him the "what do we do, boss man" type shrug.
Well, I think I kind of agree with regrouping. We need some more equipment. Kit. Okay. Or do you want to go further?
Is he saying that to Andre?
Yes.
Are you guys out yet?
I think we're out. We climbed out.
Oh, we're out.
We're trying to decide what to do next.
Where'd that lady go?
She's still down there.
So, yes, I think Robert was kind of holding on to her when things kind of fell apart.
Oh, yeah.
So
but she fell in, right?
Yes, she fell in, and I think
Robert... Can I toss her up?
You could. I mean, yes, you can get her out as well.
Okay. I don't need to do it gently.
I'm thinking we should probably go tell N about this and turn over the woman.
Yeah. Yep. Maybe the body.
Well, that's what I was asking. Could we get the body? Do we need to send in
people? Oh, have him, send people, the cleaners.
Yep.
And they can get Eric, too, and give him a proper burial.
Yep.
So guys, I don't think we should take these folks to the hospital, but I think I know someone who may be able to assist us.
Who are you again?
my name's Jerry.
Jerry.
Listen, I know some people. Maybe they could help us out.
Who do you know?
I can't tell you that. They kind of work for the government and kind of work on their own, but
Robert sighs.
They know about stuff like this. I've seen some stuff. They know this stuff. Just trust me.
Why don't you come with us, Jerry? We know people too.
Well, you guys outnumber me, so I'm not going to fight this one.
You also saw what we did to Davey.
Come on, guys.
Shut up, Davey. We're bringing Davey along too.
I put an arm around Davey's shoulder and just give him a little squeeze and a smile.
Where are we going?
We're gonna meet somebody, out of here. Davey.
Where are we going?
Shut up, Davey.
I don't care where we go. Just get me out of here.
Trail along with everyone.
Andre tells Davey, "I don't remember asking you another question. Yeah. So this is your time to be quiet."
Okay. I'm sorry. It's just crazy.
All right. That's the plan, right? We're going to see N.
Yeah.
We're going to tell him what happened. We'll see what he says to do about... You know, we'll give him Davey and see what he wants to do about Jerry. We'll get equipment, and then we'll come back with lights and guns. And
at night.
Yes.
All right.
Well, that's, in the fucking cave. It doesn't matter.
How a lot of good movies start.
Yeah. But it's in a cave.
All right. So let me get this straight. The five of you plus Davey and plus Grace Daggett.
Yeah, I'm still carrying her. She's unconscious or something, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's kind of in and out. I mean, more unconscious than not. I mean, she's not, like, flopping in your arms.
Should we truss her up? Like, is she dangerous physically to us, or?
I don't think so. I think we already did, though.
We tied her up.
Okay.
Yeah. Only if you're a werewolf.
And she's she was... You could tell that she was wounded pretty badly at some point before she arrived.
Yeah, I'm assuming Robert's fireman carrying her or something.
Okay, got it. All right, yeah, things around London have returned to as normal as they can be, and you're able to catch, I don't know, a taxi or something, or two.
Yeah. Can we put this woman in the trunk? The boot. Sorry, how gauche of me.
Exactly. And you make it back to Trafalgar Square. And, of course, the familiar confides of Reggie's bookstore and then upstairs to N's office. And you hear the familiar, come forth! And a motley gang enters N's office, the five of you plus Davy Reed and semi-conscious Grace Daggett. gentlemen, I have to say, not much surprises me these days, but I have to say you are a sorry-looking lot. Clark. Clark, I didn't expect to see you with this group. I take it you've gotten to know each other. Motions to Jerry.
We happen to be in the same bomb shelter. I had no idea. I was trying to get them to come see you, but they strongly suggested I follow them. Little did I know they'd be coming to the same person.
Curious indeed. Well, what can you tell me? Why are you here?
Well, we were sitting along waiting for the bombs to stop, and this smelly lady over here decided to shoot a couple guys, and next thing we knew, they turned into dogs.
Dogs, you say?
Dogs.
One of them was Eric, I'm afraid.
Vildency?
Yes.
Well, where is he?
Well, dead. Sorry to say.
Tragic.
He wasn't bad for a German, you know.
Well, we'll take some, even these trying times, we'll take someone like that. I take it you disposed of the body.
Nope.
Well,
we're going to need a little help there, Ann.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Okay, where is it?
We tell them.
Where are they, you mean, sir?
They? What do you mean?
Might be a few bodies.
Well, we can show the cleaners where it is, because we discovered a cave or something, and we want to go back.
Yes, we need to go back. We think it's relevant to what's going on here.
All right. And how long ago did this happen? It's probably a half hour.
However long it took us to get to you, yeah.
Okay. All right. Give me a moment. He picks up a phone, and he calls some people and says, okay, that'll be taken care of. Now, who is this woman? And who is this guy? Who is this man? He points to Daggett and Reed. And why are they in my office?
The guy seemed to be accompanying the other fellow who turned into a dog. So he may know some things. These other guys here were questioning pretty good.
Yeah, I know things. I'm smart. I know things.
I give Davy Reed a squeeze on the shoulder, put my finger up to my lips.
I'm sorry.
Shh. No one asked you anything.
We were thinking, and these two needed to be out of circulation. Well, the woman needs medical help, and perhaps help of another kind. And Davy Reed probably just needs to be kept out of circulation for a while we investigate what's going on.
Yes.
All right. I'll have this one. I wouldn't use the word interrogated, but we'll keep him occupied for a while. Interesting. Tell me more about these dogs. Were they dog-sized or were they human-sized, man-sized?
I believe they were in front of us. They turned into dog shapes in the human form. So they maintained their mass, but just became dog-like.
And how were they uncovered? I mean, it's not every day you see a man dog walking down the streets of London.
The woman shot them. And then they went into a transformation where they became dog-like. curious. And examining her gun, examining all the other bullets she had. She also had a strange glass jar with green that she put on her eyes. We don't know exactly what that was, but it was the shooting of Eric and this other Hatch gentleman. And they turned into dogs, and there was no no reasoning with them.
Yeah, in fact, I kind of grabbed that green stuff. I was going to bring it over to you, and I take out the jar and hand it over to N. Seemed like she put it on her eyes right before she started looking at all of us, and that was right before everything went down.
And as you're talking to you, he unscrews the top and sniffs in and goes, "Oh, dear God, this smells horrible. She put this on her eyes?"
"Yes, sir."
All right. And he as she's kind of limping in Robert's arms, he kind of walks up and pulls down the collar of her shirt a little bit. And you can remember that she has these tattoos all along her neck of different symbols, crosses and stars of David and just various symbols and sigils. And he actually pulls up her arm, the sleeve on her arm and her jacket, her shirt, and reveals additional tattoos. And he does it with her other arm and the same thing. So you surmise that she's got tattoos over most of her upper body. He goes, "All right. I'm not quite sure what's going on here. Naturally, we'll need you to investigate further. I'd also like you to talk to Dr. Constant Morris at the London Hospital in Whitechapel. She may know of something of this, but it's certainly up to you to follow your investigative instincts in whichever direction it takes you." "And okay. Get this woman out of my office."
"Yes, sir." Robert turns around and takes her back out to wherever the goons are.
All right. So you have a couple options with her. You can leave her with, you know, you presume that somebody from N staff will take care of her, so to speak. Or you could take her with you somewhere. I don't know. To you.
No, I want to leave her. She's staying there.
And while he checked out that vial of the kind of clear green ointment, he gave it back to Jerry, and he also allowed you, or didn't allow you, you know, he didn't bother to take her bag or her purse or anything else you discovered. So basically you have all the items that you discovered when you're in the shelter.
Okay.
It's now late afternoon in London. You've left Grace Daggett behind. You're in N's office. And you've got a couple different options in what you guys want to do.
I say we stick with the plan. Let's go. Let's gear up and go back.
Fair enough. Go ahead.
Sorry, didn't he order us to go to the hospital, though? I mishear.
Did he?
I misheard.
He wanted us to check in with some doctor. Sorry. I just got edit notes to the thing. So
I may not have been paying complete attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. The subtext was it was up to you which
direction
you wanted to go. If you want to go, there are a lot of options in front of you. You can follow up on the list. You could, go to Grace's apartment. You could go see the doctor at the hospital. You could go back to gear up, as you said, and go to the cave or whatever it may be.
And was the inference
only one choice.
That we're going to leave the woman with the doctor at the hospital?
Not necessarily. What I was getting at was that you could leave her with some of N staff.
Okay.
Or if you had other plans for her, you could.
Oh, yeah. I just assumed I dumped her. Somebody else wanted to carry her. I'm not carrying her to the hospital.
Okay.
They've got to have goons, man. We've got
goons.
We got better.
Yeah.
We can go follow up and find out what they learned about the woman later. That's my thought.
Yes.
Look, Andre's never going to pick the go talk versus the go do something dangerous option. So he's absolutely ready to go dive in that hole. I just need to know that's what we're doing.
Real quick.
Constance Morris. Constance was her first name.
Okay, thank you. And she's at the hospital in Whitechapel.
Yeah, London Hospital in Whitechapel.
We lost Eric, our note taker here.
Yeah, nice. I'm glad you're picking up the slack there.
Look at the eager new guy.
Yeah.
Looking to fit in. Yeah, it's great. Okay. Was there a consensus there? Are you still talking it up?
Andre and Robert know what they're doing.
Yeah. We're going back to that hole.
Hugh wants to go back to the cave because that's we're going to get somewhere there.
Okay, am I still in N's office or?
You want to talk to him separately? You could.
I'm just curious who is this Dr. Constance Morris? Why do we? She may know something, but in regards to what?
Oh, the new guy. God.
I'm not a fighter. I'm not a fighter.
I love not a fighter.
N explains that he didn't know Dr. Morris before, but she reached out recently and seemed to have some knowledge related to a situation that sounded familiar to what you guys had described. Weird creatures, dog-like was part of her explanation. And he hasn't had time to send anybody to follow up. But given the timing and the subject matter, he figured that it would be worthwhile for you to talk to her. She's not necessarily a member of N's network. She's just a civilian doctor, as far as you know.
Well, we could split up, too. I mean, if Jerry's too wussy to go down into the wet, hot folds of the underground.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the doctor is necessarily going anywhere, but, the cave may be...
Hey, we've got a new Oliver.
Exactly. And covered up. So perhaps we should get to the cave before that access goes away.
That's right.
The hospital's not going.
And is Grant still with us, right? We get to tell Grant what to do? Okay.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. Within reason.
No.
Unless it's really creative, then we can get a little loose.
Creatively kill him.
Yeah.
Cover yourself in blood and go down naked. See what happens.
Write chum on his back.
Yeah, just to give you all the information that you got from N, for Dr. Morris, she had reported that a couple of oddly disfigured bodies had turned up that seemed to be victims of some of the bombing from the Blitz, but they had quite prominent jaws, canine teeth, and rubbery skin. Mm. So that's what she had reported to N and what he shares with you.
Yeah, I mean, we also have the whole investigation for the meat racket thing, right? We got a lot of we got a lot of different animals, but all I'm thinking is that, whatever like you said, the access could go away, and if we're gonna die, let's die quick. And
plus, officials are gonna be heading the area to probably fix up that shelter,
Yeah.
Yeah, the visit to N isn't that long, and for those of you who have been with Network N for a while and through a couple missions, you notice that over time, or most recently, your let's say by reputation, things have become a little bit easier for you. Following questions, getting equipment, getting access to information, and just kind of your daily duties and things like that. So you guys are able to gear up. Jerry benefits by association. What kind of equipment are you looking for?
I'll take a torch.
Yep, sure. Everybody gets a torch. Rope.
Everybody gets a torch.
I want rope.
Everybody gets a torch.
Yeah, I would like a shotgun. Rope. And
10-foot pole. Yep.
Exactly.
Tinderbox.
That's why.
Four Electrum pieces.
Are there, oh, wait,
wrong game, sorry.
An armored cod piece.
Flares back in the 40s?
What was that?
Are there flares back in the 40s of some kind, right?
Oh, yeah.
Flares. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Fact, we had one in the game. Oh, they in the one of the first, the second scenario, there was a flare gun at the set of the house on fire. Yeah.
But you want a handheld flare or a flare gun?
Handheld flares.
Yeah.
Do maybe Robert should take some explosives? You know, because what could go wrong?
Always a good idea.
I'm going to switch out that trench knife I got and for a better, just a normal, regular knife. And I'm just going to grab a pistol. Whatever. You'll have to give me the details on all that stuff.
Yeah. Let me.
I'd like a shotgun as well.
Yeah, as far as long guns go, a shotgun is probably all you're going to be able to get.
Well, we're going underground. A long gun's not going to help. So.
Yeah.
No, a knife that could be thrown.
All right.
But shotgun tracks to the rifle skill, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Andre wants a shotgun.
I want a shotgun and I want a pistol.
Exactly. I want some rope.
Okay.
And the biggest fighting knife / short sword they're going to let him carry around.
Claymore.
What's the Roman short sword?
Gladius.
That was a trivia question.
That was a podcast quiz question, yeah. That's why I couldn't remember.
It's the only one I knew.
Yeah.
Any chance they have a miner's headlamp? I assume Andre's going to be on point. In other words, like the hard hat with the light
on
it.
Don't you have improvision? God damn it. I thought you were an elf.
Yeah. No. No mining equipment, unfortunately.
What kind of covert operation is this?
Yeah.
All right.
Like everyone else, I'm going to grab a torch, a knife that I could throw, pistol, shotgun, rope, and the only thing different, handheld flares, if possible.
Okay. All right. And
Can I take dynamite? Can I get dynamite?
Dynamite? What do you want, a stick of dynamite or two?
Yeah. Yeah, or maybe 10.
You forgot matches.
You can get
just don't confuse them with the flares.
three sticks. You can get three sticks of dynamite.
All right,
Mr. Explosives.
I take them.
Let's see. Who's got books and who needs stats?
I need stats.
All right.
How many flares can I get, by the way?
You can get a gun with three. Flares for it's a single shot deal.
But that's a flare pistol, right? Like but you want
you said
a hand.
Handheld flares. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can get three of those.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, so I put the standard issue 32 automatic.
Yeah.
In the notes.
What book will the shotgun be in for the stats?
I think they're all in the main book.
The investigators or the?
I'm sorry, the keeper's book.
Keeper's book, yeah.
I don't think the equipment's in the investigators. I have to double check that. But if you've got the,
I've got the keeper's shotgun stats from before.
Oh, do you?
Yep. Okay.
Hold on a second. Let me get my.
I still have my Fairbane Sykes fighting knife.
Oh, that's right. You guys got the fighting knife.
Yeah, I'm keeping mine. I like mine.
Let's give one of those to Jerry.
She's not getting mine.
Jerry, your fighting knife, if I can find it.
1d4 plus 2.
Yeah, 1d4 plus 2. Yep. So Jerry, when you were trained, you learned from some of the best, and you got a Fairbairn Sykes commando knife. Which has a damage of 1d4 plus 2.
Is that throwable?
Anything's throwable.
Okay.
They're balanced really well. Like in real life, they're balanced right at the hilt perfectly.
Okay.
So I would imagine they are.
Okay.
I have one.
What are the shotgun stats?
It's 46, 2d6, 1d6 at a range of 10, 20, and 50.
Oh, so how about again, but slower?
46, 2d6, and 1d6, and those correlate to ranges of 10, 20, and 50.
Oh, God. I can't write all that down. I'm just going to...
A single shot.
Lord. Right? Have someone write it down for you.
Well, there's not enough room. It says, like, regular hard extreme, and then damage is I get, like,
I typed
5 millimeters.
In. So,
typed, whatever.
That's a single shot shotgun, right? So I got to reload each time.
Let's see. What did I give you? I think that is a five. It's a five shot magazine. Okay. And it's, I think it's a, did I give it a 12 gauge pump though? I think.
Mm. That makes sense. There we go.
Yes, 12 gauge.
Let's go dungeon delving.
Alrighty.
Okay. So you guys got some ropes and some torches and some flare. Yep. Alright. Rations.
Iron rations.
Iron rations.
Yeah. I'll bring some water.
Got some water. That's right. Okay, so
I'm gonna lick the walls.
Hop in a couple of taxi cabs and make it back to the bomb shelter. Is that about right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. And as you guys pull up, you see I always say this. I'm gonna write down their names one day. But if you guys remember the two agents that helped you out at that woman's house. What was her name?
Well, one of them died, didn't he?
Did one of them die?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the one that didn't die.
I thought they both died in that last fight.
Oh, and really? One of them died. Well, no, one of them died. And not at the woman's house. We went to the warehouse.
Yeah.
The warehouse, yes.
And one of them died. We had him charged in.
That's right. Okay.
We
don't
Colin?
See either one
was
of them.
Colin one?
You don't see either one of them. Aurora Williams, that was her name.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyways, you see some other guys who appear to be agents, and they've got a couple of sacks, giant burlap sacks that seem to be quite filled, that they've slung over their shoulders. These guys are actually kind of big, and they give you a little nod, and without a word, they walk away. And a nod and a smile. How about that? And you find yourselves back inside the shelter.
Damn it, I forgot my elven boots of speed.
And what's different in the shelter upon re-entering from when we left?
Not much else. I mean, the body of Hatch in his dog-like form is gone. You peer over the broken floor into the darkness and can barely make out the area where Eric used to be, and you see that his body is gone as well. Otherwise, things are pretty much as you left them not too long ago.
Okay. Did we decide what gear Grant was bringing to the show?
Pistol, shotgun, knife, torch.
Notepad, pencil.
Notepad, pencil. Yeah.
Hit points.
Typewriter. All right. All right. You're kind of looking at each other.
Be the man, Duck.
Andre Andre's
point.
Andre just kind of shrugs and says, "This is why I'm here," and jumps down into the hole or climbs down in the hole and turns on his flashlight. Kind of does a 360 to see what the situation looks like.
Okay. Let's see if I can get this to work.
Now, so easy to impress us.
Yeah, so help me out. What exactly, if anything, can you guys see?
We see a moist corner in the bottom right and everything else.
Yeah. About not quite an inch square.
That actually kind of works then, huh? Okay, cool.
I don't get all the icons of everything.
Yeah.
You can go to the gear in the upper right, and then player avatar size, and go names only if you want them the smallest they can get. All right, cool.
Yeah, they are.
You can zoom in and out, too. There's a slider on the upper right of the map section.
Oh, that's... Ooh.
Yep.
Fancy.
Yeah. All right, let's see if I can do this stuff. Probably not. Probably horrible. I need Rex to be like my assistant keeper.
I'm only like a half game ahead of you in Roll 20, so don't.
All right, there's a giant head.
I see Robert. It's like massive a from Monty Python.
It looks like it.
Looks like a Monty Python skit.
So, yes, it does.
Now, why can't I? Let's see. How do I do this?
Are you trying to make a token?
Well, I had a token image, but how do I? I can't even move that thing now. I got to be on the right layer.
You got to be on the right layer, yeah.
Correct. Yep.
Am I in the GM layer? Nope.
Probably tokens and objects, I think.
Yeah, you're probably on the map layer. And you're the only one that can do it because you're the GM. So if you drop it when you're on the map layer, it dropped it as a map object. So you have to do it when you're on the token layer, I believe.
Let's try that again. Let's see here.
It is funny. It does look like a Monty Python person.
Nope. There you go.
That's better.
All right.
Oh, that's a token.
Yep.
Now, I can't move that, but you can move it.
Yep. Because you probably put me as the owner of it, right? You associated it with me. Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, you guys make your way into this dark area. And allow Robert to represent the party, so to speak.
I am the biggest.
You are the biggest. You're in the lead. You guys.
No, Andre's in the lead.
So each you can see probably a vaguely drawn square there. Each one is about 10 feet on the side, 10 by 10. And it smells vaguely of body odor, or as Andre thinks, excrement.
I want to go off the map to the right.
Exactly. Yes, and you hit your head. But, yes, the direction that it's north at the top, west at the left, east at the right, and south at the bottom.
Okay.
And I imagine you turn on your flashlights.
Mm-hmm. I do.
All right. Well, then you see that this opens up into a large, much larger area than you expected or anticipated, perhaps. But even beyond that area, it seems to still be open.
So this doesn't look like a tunnel. More like a cavern?
A cavern, yeah. Okay. At this point, it looks like a cavern.
All right. So, and I don't see anything in that lit up area, so I'm assuming there's no obvious movement or... activity that I'm picking up, right?
No. What's this yellow circle I'm seeing now?
I'm playing with Roll20. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. No worries.
Short attention span role-playing with the duck.
Short attention span theater anytime you're involved with me.
So everybody's down in the pit with me now. Is that correct?
Yeah, unless someone tells me different. I'm assuming you're all together in this this lower area.
Yep.
And I'm assuming that the where the map blacks out, the best we can tell, that's just beyond the range of our flashlights. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to do the best with that, but that's, let's assume that's the case. If it's revealed, your flashlights show it. If not, you can't quite see it yet.
All right. Is there, so
what's the floor look like?
Rough, dirt, somewhat muddy.
Also moist.
It pits in some areas. Perhaps it's certainly uneven. Make a Robert, make a spot hidden roll.
Okay. Let's see. Can I do that? I think I have to go in here. Spot. Spot. Boop. Nice. Hard success.
Hard success. Your flashlight catches what appears to be some whitish sticks at your feet.
Ooh.
Perhaps some of them are perhaps a foot long. Some are shorter, they're at your feet.
All right. I'm gonna take my shotgun out. and just kind of put my flashlight on top of my shotgun, but then I'm going to kneel down and examine the air quotes sticks.
Uh-huh. Surprise! You think they might be bones.
Oh, no! Shock! Okay, I go, guys, I think these might be bones.
pull out my shotgun watching him do it.
Alright, so I'm going to shut my flashlight off.
Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody else to stay where they are. Mm-hmm. I'm going to creep up the right-hand wall, the east wall, going north, basically up to the edge of the darkness to see if I can hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling them I'm going to go check that out. I'll be back.
But you're not taking any additional light with you.
I'm shutting my flashlight off.
Yep.
I'm gently directing their flashlights so they're not going to illuminate me while I creep up
Robert
there.
Robert shines his flashlight in Andre's eyes. What?
And tell them just to stay put because I really want to get some idea before we blunder in with our flashlights. There we go. Look at that. Look at that.
You have to shrink that, I guess, if you can.
Let's see.
What did I do? I'm really not good at this.
I think the same deal as before. You probably put it.
Yeah,
you're on the map.
If you had to reveal the map, you had to switch back, I think.
So get rid of that, and then go to the objects and tokens layer.
Oh, wait a minute. What's this?
There we go. Perfect.
Now I'm supposed to be able to. Can you move that?
I cannot.
Cannot. But
if you right-click the token in the gear icon, I think there's the ability for you to associate that with a player.
Yeah. Okay. And you are Andre. How about now?
Yep.
Okay. No, I'll get it. Okay. So you creep up that wall.
Yep. And I want to get up there and basically see if I can listen, detect anything.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a listen roll.
And I just hear Robert. It's the bones, man. But there's bones.
Robert also breathes heavy through his mouth.
It's full of stars.
Exactly. Yeah. You hear dripping, perhaps. Nothing you haven't really heard. Nothing you haven't heard already.
All right. Andre's going to live large. He's going to take his flashlight back out, turn it on, and sweep.
Okay.
Starting with north, sweep that area and see what he sees.
Yeah, you kind of get about that much there.
Okay.
So if I did it correctly, you kind of see an opening to the north.
Mm-hmm.
As the wall starts to bend and start heading west.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Right. So are there bones everywhere in the ground or just like here and there?
Here and there.
Okay.
Here and there. Yeah. After Robert points them out, you guys notice some more. I mean, it's not like the floor is covered with them.
Blood for the blood good or anything?
Yeah.
I'm really hoping it's a rabbit.
A medicine. you can make a medicine or a first aid roll. You know, make a combo roll. You can roll once for both of them.
Who? Everybody? Or?
Everybody, yeah. So, yeah, Gersh, if I call for a combo roll, I'll probably name two skills, and you make one die roll, and then you let me know. If you pass neither of them, one of them, or both of them.
Alright.
Okay. So everybody's rolling that?
Yeah.
What are we rolling again?
Against medicine and first aid. Medicine.
Yeah.
The better of the two?
Yeah, well, the first aid's 30% base and medicine's 1% base, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I pass first aid, I fail medicine.
Okay.
So I can do this on online? Like everyone's, what do I do?
You gotta put in your character sheet.
Yeah, and you don't. At this point, you'll feel compelled to. If you have that set up, that's great. I'm still
figuring that out. You can do it the old-fashioned way, Hugh.
You can do it the old-fashioned way.
Get my dice out here. All right. So that didn't work because I used a D20. Dumbass. I was like, why does that roll look weird?
Good lord.
All right. Okay, so I passed on my medicine roll. No, in my first aid roll.
First aid. Okay, did anybody pass medicine?
I'm not even going. Well, I guess I could.
Yeah, I got like a 1%.
I didn't even bother, but.
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't suspect. So anybody who passed first aid, the bones appear to be humanoid.
Surprise!
Are they human? We're not sure.
They're definitely humanoid.
They're humanoid.
How tall is the ceiling around here?
It probably is 8 to 10 feet high, and it varies. The spot that you fell in, I mean, that's quite a distance to fall unexpectedly. But again, there was perhaps some rubble that made it easier to climb out of, or perhaps cushion the fall in some way. But it's a pretty, you know, it's a pretty tall cavern in most cases, at least around here.
Can we tell how old these bones are? Like, are they brittle or are they?
Is there a skill for that? Is there like?
Yeah, I'd give you medicine.
There is an archaeology.
Or anthropology.
But they're both like 1% for me.
Yeah, let's see. What do you, Jerry, what do you got? You got anything good? You could appraise the bones.
I could appraise the bones.
These bones are worthless.
I could psychoanalyze the bones. I think these bones have a problem with their mother.
Yeah. I mean, I got first aid, but I don't have medicine. Yeah. So.
No, you not really.
I have archaeology. Does that help at all?
Not really.
I mean, today, Dr. Jones.
Yeah, not so much.
Right.
No, you can't quite tell.
Hmm. All right, what are we doing?
Supposed to be taking notes here.
Let's carry on.
So
they look like they're human, so
Andre kind of comes back to the group. There's a arching pathway to the north. Shall we go that way?
Robert shrugs and nods.
Yes, let's go that way.
I look expectantly at my leader. Now filled with confidence at his decisiveness, I set off once again.
Damn officers.
All right, so I'm going to hug the wall and work my way up to here.
Turning your flashlight back on?
Yeah, flashlight's on now.
Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and we'll use Andre's marker as the party for now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Robert's. I'm sure we'll split at some point, and then the Robert marker can have value.
I'm just going to step away for like 3 seconds. Be right back.
All right.
I got sucked into the hole.
What happened?
I don't know. Apparently I irritated Ty. He just deleted my tokens.
You went over that entryway and it got disappeared.
The hole.
Yep, I'm back.
Now, I want to move your token. How do I do that?
I think
probably right-click on it again and go back to the gear icon.
Mm-hmm.
And give yourself permission to manipulate it, I believe. Not 100% sure.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can give it back to you. Let's see.
You can move it. I don't know. All right. So you guys make it up to the northern part there of the cavern. And you can – let's see. So you've still got your torches, right? So
yeah.
I'll reveal a little bit more here. You know, after a couple moments – of flashing around, you can kind of see that much.
So, from the Andre token, I'll just move it. Does this appear to be a passageway leading out of this main cavern, or is it just the wall?
Yeah. Okay. And in fact, when you get to that close, you can kind of see this.
All right.
And if you can tell, that tunnel starts heading east and west.
Right. Okay. I'm going to tell everyone to wait. I'm going to shut my flashlight off, and I want to basically move up into that intersection without my flashlight on stealthily.
Mm-hmm.
And see if I can, again, hear anything or detect anything.
Exactly. All right. You can give me a listen roll.
Bum, 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 bum. Boom. There. Now that Robert's around the corner, I can hear much better.
Mm-hmm. you feel like you've position yourself pretty well, but really nothing unusual or different so far.
Okay. So I turn my flashlight back on and kind of signal for the party to follow me up to that space.
Okay.
On my way.
Once again, I look expectantly at my leader, Hugh, and gesture right or left, like which way does he want me to go?
All right. Yeah, if you can see that the tunnels go each way into the darkness.
Waiting for my commander to tell me what to do.
Hugh says go east. Because it's like the longest 3 seconds ever.
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry.
Hugh's back.
I say go east.
East we go.
East you go.
Creep, 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 creep.
Ooh, look at that.
The navigate rolls.
You want a navigate roll for real?
Navigate roll.
For yeah. everybody?
Or you can get give me navigate rolls.
Okay, okay.
Oh, come on.
Oh, failed.
Andre, you have like a 50%.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, when you roll an 81.
Back to your old ways.
I'll roll for Grant here.
Jerry rolled a 94. That's good work.
91. That's a solid contribution there from Jerry.
Did you go?
I totally take it lost.
Everybody yeah. failed, huh?
Yep, even, no idea where we are.
Okay. All right. Nothing. Nothing unusual other than you're underground in a cavern that probably shouldn't be here, but.
Right. All right. I'm going to creepy around the corner with my flashlight off.
Mm-hmm.
Telling everyone to stay behind again so I can see if I hear anything before I
what? Announce you want us to stay behind?
Exactly. You may throw a listen roll, Ty?
Please.
Oof. Hard success.
Pretty quiet. You hear not much anything different. The light footsteps of your colleagues.
Right.
All right.
I'll turn on my torch again, and I'll signal the party to move on up.
Okay. All right. Your torch illuminates this area right here, and I'm trying to signal it somehow. Aren't I supposed to be able to click on it or something? How do I do that?
Click on what area?
Like I thought I was supposed to be able to like click and like a little radar circle would appear.
Somebody was doing that before.
No, I just did that.
How'd you do
it? Oh, there you go. Yeah.
That's a left click hold.
Oh.
But I think maybe you have to be on a token.
Yeah, I just did it. I just did one.
You got to be on a token. Okay.
No, you don't have to be.
There you go.
There you go. Okay. I have to have the select tool.
Why are we all different shades of like purple? You got a problem? I'm going to be orange.
Good question.
Yeah. I'm blue.
All right. So I've got this little purple ring here. How do I change that? There we go. Oh, goodness. All right. See the red circle?
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So the flashlight flashes into this small cavern. And what is different is that the ceiling appears to have a solid, flat concrete layer to it. Mm-hmm. Smooth. But on the ceiling. Otherwise, the cavern is still has the claw marks. There's bones here and there. It's moist, but there's this area at the top that's I don't know, maybe 25 feet wide and 40 feet. That looks like I got 40 feet there. Yeah, 40 feet long, north to south.
Robert's gonna think and see if he can remember what was above the bomb shelter in this direction. Can you do that? Mm-hmm. Or was that the navigate roll?
Let me think. How can I give this to you without giving it to you?
Is it the approximate size of the bomb shelter we were in?
Yeah. 5 experience points from Jerry. Yeah, I mean, so to Robert's question and Jerry's deduction, you do remember that there were other bomb shelters in the area, and you're not sure about the location, but Jerry's summation is perhaps correct, and perhaps this is the bottom of another bomb shelter.
Okay, so they're.
And is it smooth, or does there appear to be like a trapdoor or anything like that?
It's smooth. There's no you know, it's certainly not collapsed like the one that you guys came from.
Okay.
And there's no gate or door or, you know, anything in what would be the floor up above.
Can I check for secret doors?
It's just 1 in 6. Can I check for wandering monsters? Yeah, I mean, it's just from your vantage, it looks like a slab of concrete of some kind.
Okay. I turn to Hugh. Shrug again.
I take a sort of make a big sigh. I'm like, let's press on.
Way to go.
Which way?
Well, you can go north or west, can't we? Is this the time we split the group? What could possibly go wrong?
I'm going to hide behind the wall of chainsaws.
I want to keep heading north. Something is drawing me north, so.
All
right.
So,
unless anyone thinks we should split up, but
no.
I think that's a bad idea right now.
Yes.
Andre's going to go flashlight off and
turn on
creep up
flashlight
this way. Mm-hmm. See what he can hear, feel, smell.
Why don't you give me a listen roll?
I will do that.
Nice. Keep getting
better. Extreme.
Holy smokes. From an uncertain distance further north, first of all, you believe that passageway goes further north from where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You hear some sounds. Movement. Scurrying, perhaps. I'll call it scurrying of some kind.
Okay.
Give me a track roll. Goodness
All
gracious.
Success.
You are no Oliver. And from what you can. You think that it's multiple entities that are moving. It's somewhat faint, but it's clear enough to you and your expert tracking that it's multiple sounds kind of mixed together.
Moving the same way, moving randomly.
Not moving towards you. Not getting louder.
Okay.
But movement.
Okay. Gosh. Andre's going to get his shotgun ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to turn his flashlight on and play it towards where he heard the sounds.
Okay. You kind of pick up
swarm of rats.
Something like that.
Okay. And does my flashlight illuminate anything making the noise?
No. And in fact, with the illumination, you conclude that the sounds are further away than what you can see.
Okay.
Perhaps it's echoing to some degree within the caves.
Okay. I'm going to move back to the rest of the party and tell them what I heard and the fact that when I illuminated the area, I didn't see anything. And I assume we're going to move up to that intersection unless Hugh tells me otherwise.
No, you will advance the intersection.
Lay down a suppressing fire.
Fire.
A pawn.
That's great.
Andre, I need you to give me your ammunition to your shotgun.
Exactly.
What?
All right.
Is everyone coming with me, by the way?
Fall back by squads.
Yeah. Lay down suppression fire. I don't know, Andre.
I kind of thought they were coming with me, but maybe I was wrong about that. So
yeah,
maybe
we're right behind you. Don't you worry.
Yep,
right behind you, 50 meters back.
Nice.
All right, I need everybody to make a stealth roll.
Oh, it's not Robert's strength.
And I'll roll for Grant.
Yeah, that's not my strength.
Oh, where's my sheet?
Robert failed.
Stealth. Base. Oh, I just failed. Oh, well.
Your stealth is 20?
Yeah. I had like 23.
Okay.
Nice. Look at Gerald. Stepping up in a big way.
Okay.
Andre,
you can see that this section kind of branches left and right or north and west. Who's got the highest navigate skill?
I got 10.
I'm at a 50.
Oh, that's you.
30.
I got 24, so.
Okay, Andre, why don't you give me a navigate roll?
On it. And we fail.
Okay.
I will nail all the tests you need to know when they don't really matter very much.
Exactly. Exactly.
You hear the water is so much clearer.
Okay.
That's it?
Yeah.
I feel the roll.
Yeah, there you yeah. Okay. You're like, right. I'm still underground. I have successfully navigated underground.
Hugh, which way are we going?
Everybody give me a spot hidden roll as well.
Oof.
Oh my god, failed.
I fail. Oh, I failed by one. I got an extreme.
Yeah. And Gersh, I forget how familiar you are with the system. Do you understand that when you pass a skill roll that you check the box next to the skill?
Yeah, I remember that from last one, so yeah.
Okay, good. Okay.
Thank you. That's a good reminder because I always forget to do that shit, too.
Yeah, I mean, it assumes you're going to live, but... To advance. Exactly. For those of you who passed, as you've made your way up this north to south route, the smell that you've been experiencing has grown stronger. It's not necessarily overpowering, but it's definitely disconcerting. It's quite strong. And oh my god, it just my stomach. It's, what is that smell? Ugh. That kind of stuff.
Okay.
Should I leave a flare by this the concrete ceiling before we leave, guys? Just
sure.
Just so why we kind of have a track or something.
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna light up one of the flares and leave it in that room with that we just left that had that concrete ceiling.
Okay.
And if we need to get out that way, I still have my dynamite.
Nice. There you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, left or right, left or right. Let's go right.
All right. So, as usual, Andre's going to leave the rest of the party behind. He's going to go lights out and creep up here. Mm-hmm. See what he can hear before he illuminates. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, listen roll, yes?
Sure.
Nice.
Okay. And as you're preparing or you're kind of setting up and creeping up, you get to the edge of the darkness there. All of you start to hear.
The chicken of yourself.
Nice. And everybody make listen rolls.
I think we just heard it.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Am I making another listen roll?
You're making another listen roll.
Another
listen roll. Really listen.
Fail.
Look, listen. What's that sound? I failed. Man, I'm fucking...
I got a hard... Those of you who pass, you hear quite a bit of movement coming from different directions. You can't quite tell where it's coming from. It's in front of you. It's behind you.
I'll take you back. Okay.
For Andre, it's that same scurrying that you heard before, but it seems to be more, more entities, more things moving about, scurrying about.
I gotta step away for a minute, guys.
Okay.
So, kill me or don't kill me, your call.
Got it. Nice.
Andre turns off his flashlight and goes charging ahead blindly, making lots of noise.
He finds a pile of gold.
The rest of you die.
The yelping is... it's troublesome, as you can imagine. In fact... It sounds vaguely disconcertingly human in some regard. It sounds part human, part animal. Everybody make a sand roll, sand check.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, that's not
going to be sand to spare.
Yep, I failed massively.
Oh, I failed.
Sanity go. There it is. I failed. Robert failed.
All right, let me roll for Grant. He's okay. All right, so anybody who failed, you lose 1d2 sanity.
1d2?
Yeah, how one or
I,
two.
You can go to the roll. Little dice button.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Roll a d.
I guess I'll roll a d4 and divide by two.
Yeah, let's do that.
You're so smart.
One. I lose one. Duck,
you lose one.
Two. Of course, I lose two.
Yeah, I lose two.
Insanity. Insanity.
What was that, Jerry? You lost two?
Yeah. I got a nice trend of losing max on the roll every time I can. So, yeah.
Jerry, your sanity started at... What is your sanity? Oh, you lost some last session. Okay.
Yeah, and I lost some the character creation, too.
Okay, got it. And Grant was okay, and I'll roll for Andre. And he's okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, this for those of you who failed, this is... Something's not right.
I'm assuming the rest of us are standing where... We got the head a la the duck here.
Yeah, I mean you're kind of this passage, this northwest passage on the east side.
Can we tell which way it's coming? Like the way that Andre went or the way we came?
You don't think it's behind you, but it's really hard to tell. I mean the echoing and the multiple sounds, it's hard to pinpoint anything individually, and after a couple moments, I mean the yelping goes on for let's say 15 seconds, and then just kind of stops cold. And then that's when you hear the scurrying. That's when you hear scurrying. Yeah.
Is there a bridge?
Yeah.
All right.
Flight fools.
So I guess let's join.
Let's go up. Let's get the party together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're getting together the band.
Okay. Flashlights, that kind of thing?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Turn them on.
Yep.
Somebody should be looking backwards, I'm guessing. Who wants to be...
Yeah, Charlie. Yeah.
We can have...
Grant.
Grant Bieber.
Grant's a good shot with a pistol. That sounds good. Grant will have his pistol out, flashlight on top.
Okay.
Rear guard.
Alright. All right. How'd I do this? There we go. All right, so yeah, I illuminated some of that to the north. You can kind of see a passage head off west, and then a 20-foot wide passage on the north side. And then if, I don't know if you could tell, but that passage that was to the west and the south actually kind of winds about to where you are.
But do we want to continue doing what we've been doing with Andre, or do we want to stick together? I'm thinking they're running around, so they know we're here.
Yeah. I have a feeling if Andre goes off by himself without a light, we may not see Andre come back.
I'm willing to risk that.
Well, Hugh, you're the de facto officer, so what do you want to do? I say we stay together.
Yeah. No,
Let's just move up. Flashlights on.
Flashlights on. I think we should, like, you know, do some.
Guns out.
Yeah, and we've had tactical training, so we should get into some kind of, like, you know, two on each side, or how many are there? Or there's four. How many are we?
Five
of us. So, you know, like three and two or whatever, like just on either side of the passageway, or.
Well, I still think we want somebody looking behind us.
Well, yes.
Two and two, and then one in the back.
Yeah.
All right. So Robert will go up in front with Andre. Although I'm kind of hard to shoot over, but whatever.
That's all right. I'll stand behind Robert.
Stand behind
you. All right. So Robert and Andre are in the lead, and I doubt we'll be able to move Andre's marker. So Robert, why don't you move yours?
Okay. We're going to head this way, I assume, right?
Yeah. Okay. Flashlights on.
Yep.
All right.
Guns out.
Your eyes peeled and ears open.
Yeah. So you see a passage heading west and then to the north up here. You see that this opens up to another cavern, it appears.
It's a large orange circle.
Large orange circle. And about where that circle is another one of those flat concrete slabs in the ceiling. However, this one is collapsed, somewhat like the one that you guys were at before.
Let's put a flare at the entrance here, maybe.
It's collapsed, but you know, you remember that it's daytime in London. You don't necessarily see. Any light coming through? It's your flashlight that's illuminating that. You're not quite sure if the collapsed section of that concrete slab is blocked in some way, or if it's not what you thought it was.
I'm gonna throw a flare into the little red thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's your second one.
Yep.
It's a pretty powerful little deal. You know, kind of. Illuminates a little bit more here.
Can we tell any more about whether it's possible to get out this way or not?
Not from where you are right now.
I think we got to find out whether we can get out this way.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
Concur.
Yeah, I don't think I can remember how to get back at this point.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we've just been heading like north, so.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You have. Robert. Uh-oh. And I'll roll. Andre, you're not back yet, are you? I don't think he is. All right. I'll roll for Andre. Robert, make a spot hidden roll.
Okay. I passed. Regular.
Regular success. Okay. And make a luck roll.
No, I don't like those. I failed.
Yeah.
Robert, a light drizzle. What's the word I'm looking for? Some dirt starts to fall from the ceiling. A light trickle of dirt on your shoulder, and you look down on your shoulder. You see this dirt hit you, and some motion from above. Catches your eye just in time for you to see a creature fall on top of you and start to savage you.
Oh, good savaging.
Okay. Something like that.
Fuck me.
That's next.
Bloody hell.
Wanker.
I just don't understand.
Not the hat. Don't eat the hat.
All right. So this creature, the first thing that after it physically strikes you is the smell of the thing. Quite pungent, somewhat disgusting. Your stomach churns, and you hear it slobbering in your ear, and it barks a little bit too.
Sounds like his prom date.
She didn't put out nearly that much.
All right. Let's go to rounds. All right. This creature starts to maul into you with its sharp claws, and it's even biting at you. So, Robert, let's see here. First of all, these razor sharp claws swing at you. Like get a bonus die. You are taken unawares, and the claw tears into your shoulder.
Ouch.
And causes you. I wish these dice would just have numbers on them. Two.
You have dice without numbers? Are they pips?
No, they put the symbols, and I can never remember if that's the high value or the low value.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it is. All right. You take 5 points of damage.
Author.
Your shoulder rips up and the hot, warm blood trickles down your back. All right. 5 points and you are 12, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to oh, gosh. I don't like all these non-player characters here. Grant Sullivan goes next, and Grant is prepared with his pistol, and although surprised, he's trying to make a decision. Should he try to shoot into the melee? Seems quite dangerous. Robert, make a luck roll.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm not going to decide. Let the dice decide.
Okay, this will go super well. Go.
Ooh.
Fail.
Okay.
The back Grant, of your skull is gone.
Grant squeezes off a shot. Let's hope he hits. Ooh, 86. Oh, probably hard. Not. Let's
really
see.
Good shot,
he's an 85.
Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. He's going to spend luck.
He is going to spend
luck. He's going to spend all his luck. If
he's going to spend luck. Of course he is. All right. He spends a point of luck and hits this creature for, I believe, 1d8. Why can't I ever find my dice? Ruff! Ruff!
It's a cat dog.
All right. Yeah. He lets that out. Squeal. I don't know. What do dogs do?
I squeal.
All right. And on to Oliver. Or no, Andre even.
Oliver. The undead have risen.
Grant. Excuse me. Robert, make a luck roll.
Oh, Jesus. I might as well just assume I failed.
Is that a fail, too?
Yep, I failed.
Have you failed 3 luck rolls in a row? Yes, you have.
Yes, amazing. I have.
Okay. Andre fires at this creature as well. 74.
I think that'll be a hit.
He's pretty good, but how good is he? Firearm, he's only a 30.
Shit.
Shit.
Fucking Andre.
Give me another luck roll. Here, duck.
This one matters. Say that you
wow.
This one matters.
All right. The shot. Oh, my goodness.
Am I dead? Hits
you square in the chest.
Oh, Jesus.
And one of the last things you hear is Andre gasp. As you take 8 points of damage.
Oh, fuck's sake.
And fall to the ground.
Good luck, fellas.
Your Sunday evenings just opened up.
Fucking Andre.
Gersh. Gerald is up with his 60 dex.
I'm going to go ahead seeing Robert collapse to the ground. I'm going to shoot at the creature.
Yeah, you now have an opening, actually.
So does Robert in his chest.
Exactly. Not sure what you had in your hand.
I had my shotgun out.
Shotgun? Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're within, what was it, 10, 20, 50 or something like that? What's that range?
Yeah, hang on. I can pull it up.
10 was the low range.
Yeah, 10, 20, 50.
And that was yards, right? Okay, so yeah, you're in you're kind of at short range.
All right, do I get a bonus die or?
No, that's point blank. If you're at point blank, I forget. Point blank's one.
I'm gonna miss anyway, so don't worry about it.
All there right, but you go ahead and roll. I'll let you know. Boom! Shotgun. 11.
Oh wow, it does that.
No, it was a 58 failed, and it does the damage die for you.
Oh, okay.
Wow, look at that.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, your shot goes wide in the dark, ricocheting off the back of the cavern beyond the distance that you can see. Okay, let's see. I think we've got Hugh.
Should be. Well, I've got my shotgun out.
Pandemonium has broken out.
I know. I'm taking a shot at this thing.
Your man of quality, can you save the day?
Yes. So what's my range again? What are we at?
You're at short range. So it's a normal roll, but increased damage. If you
so here we are. All right, well, we should, hopefully.
And you're rolling 78, against,
I pass. 78, really? I pass. So I'm a 91 on shotgun, so.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes. Someone has to shoot the grouse and the peasant?
Yeah, that would be
the pheasant, sorry. Well, and the peasants.
4d6. Feel 4D6. Free.
All right. Not 64. Let's get the d6 out. All right.
Shotgun, huh?
One, four, and three is seven, and one is eight.
Eight. Okay. Yeah, that knocks the creature back a couple of feet and yells out another yelp. But seems to be staggering around, but otherwise is still in the thick of things. I need everybody to make a luck roll.
Who's still alive?
Who's still conscious? Yeah. I'll roll for Oliver and keep on doing that. Grant and Andre.
Hugh passes.
Yep. Jerry passes.
Okay. I guess the other two are me then, huh? Let's see. What is Andre? He passes and Grant passes. Did anybody not pass?
Nope.
Nope. All right. Roll again, please.
Another luck roll?
Yeah, another luck roll.
Until someone fails.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Ooh.
I got an extreme.
Hugh has an extreme fail. If there is such a thing.
All right. Grant failed as well. It's down to you and Grant, Hugh. Yeah. Hugh, roll again.
Again? Oh, okay. Pass.
All right. Grant failed. and the creature staggers to its feet and leaps
at Grant.
At Grant. Instead of its claws, the jaws of the creature open up, and he leaps at Grant, apparently going for his neck. But in his weakened state, falls to the ground. Misses Grant completely. Not very much fun when I have to play all these characters.
It's like one player role playing.
Yeah. Robert, why don't you, Duck, why don't you go ahead and play Andre?
All right. Yes.
So Andre's up. I think he had his.
Andre turns his pistol and points it in his mouth.
Yeah, I guess that wasn't my best choice. All right, you see this creature kind of rolling to the ground here to the side of the cavern.
Yeah, shotgun.
Shotgun, okay. Should you give it a shot from close range?
All right, I don't have his stat, so I'm just going to roll.
Yeah.
I guess I could either roll or I could get some dice out, I suppose.
All right. Old school.
Going to go old school. Well, that's a D8, so I'm not going to roll that one.
Yeah.
Ooh, I rolled an 8.
Zero eight. Okay. Yep. That's going to hit him. The shotgun blast echoes throughout the chamber. And once you get in, roll 46.
That I got because I got my GURPS dice here. 14,
yeah. The creature's head disintegrates into a fine red and gray mist.
Excellent.
Slumps to the ground, clearly dead.
Andre grinned.
You all let out a sigh of relief, but you notice your fallen colleague on the ground. Robert is in bad shape.
Who knows first aid?
Who knows first aid?
I mean, I got first aid.
Robert has it at 30%.
Yeah, oh. I got what do I have? I have 40%.
40.
No, that's probably that's. I got the base 30. So
Andre's a 50. Grant's a 40. Robert's unconscious.
Why don't we have Andre try and render first aid to Robert?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay. I'll try.
You're all gonna. You all kind of lean down to check on Robert. Those of you with a little bit of.
Stop. Stop the bleeding.
I just rolled a 99 for Andre.
Okay, I'm gonna.
So he severs an artery.
Yeah. I'm gonna spend 2 luck so I could pass.
Okay, you pass it. Okay.
Oh, you owe him, Robert. All
right. So, Robert, you think you've stabilized Robert? Robert was actually right at 0 hit points, and I believe first aid will give him back to 1, at least for this purposes of this scenario or this this fight. Everybody, make a listen roll.
Does this mean Robert is conscious again?
Yeah, you're conscious enough to make a listen roll.
Okay.
Attempt. Seriously, I failed.
Listen. Listen. I passed by 1 point.
Robert has a hard success.
Yeah, I got a 26 and a 27, so.
Robert comes back from unconsciousness.
Grant passes and Andre passes. And you guys hear scurrying from down the hall or the tunnel, and you hear another one of these creatures shows up. And who failed?
I failed.
Who failed? Gerald failed. Gerald, you were kneeled over Robert when this creature jumps on your back in surprise. The other party members were not able to warn you in time, and you can't really see much of anything, but something's going to happen, perhaps. Yes.
You die.
You feel a searing pain in your back as you take 8 points of damage.
Ouch. Jesus. Rockers.
I'm down to one. Make a con roll, please.
That ain't going to go well. Oh, wow. Hard success.
Hard success. Okay, you're able to just maintain consciousness. But you have suffered a major wound. And so have you, Robert, by the way.
Okay.
I'm sure that's what matters that for mean? Something.
There's a checkbox, I know. I don't know what it means.
Yeah, it means your box has been checked.
I can increase my major wound skill.
I think it's something to do with whether how you're dying or you know what it requires for you to keep you from dying. So
Rex is back.
Rex is back.
You fucker. Killed Robert.
Yeah, you shot me, you idiot.
Yes. I was trying to shoot you. I'm sorry.
Andre, a creature leapt from the ceiling on top of Robert and started to attack him. And as you
shot, you thought, shoot.
You thought you should shoot him. Robert failed his
what role. What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
Nice.
And now another creature has shown up. So the first one is actually dead. And let me just go ahead and delete that guy. And one of them is another one has leapt on the back of Gerald and swiped at his back, tearing a huge, nasty gash or set of gashes in his upper back.
I can't miss twice.
Again, the warm flow of blood is rolling down the character's back. So let's go to that was you, Andre. You're up next. Did we do Andre? No, not this round.
Not this round. Yeah.
Okay, Andre.
So how close am I to the one that's attacking Gerald?
You guys are all at point blank. This creature surprised some of you, and others of you it did not surprise. But he's right on top of. Gerald, who was tending to Robert with first aid.
Okay. I'm going to drop the shotgun and attack him with my knife.
Okay. Yeah, you can make a – you drop your shotgun, it clings to the ground, and you've got your fighting knife.
Correct.
Go ahead and give it a brawl, and the creature will fight back.
All right. Here's the brawl. There's a success.
Okay. Yeah, you succeed. The knife plunges into his chest, and you do a certain amount of damage. I can't remember.
1d4 plus 2.
Yeah. 1d4 plus 2 plus your damage bonus, if you have
it. Which is a 0. Okay. I guess I should have actually hit the – let me see what happens if I hit this. Well, I already made the roll, but so it would have been 6 damage.
6, okay.
Yep.
At different times, it sounded like a cat, a dog, a bird.
That sounded like a goat.
A goat?
Mm-hmm. Bob! Bob!
The creature is enraged by you and...
That was the plan.
Grant. Grant is played by... As played by Duck. What will Grant do, Duck?
Shoots Andre.
Yeah, no,
shoot Andre in the face.
He's got his pistol out. He's shooting at the creature.
Yeah. So this is point blank. You think you can do so without too much risk?
Yep.
And you get a bonus die. Yep.
All right. I am going to roll. And I rolled a 7. I'm not even going to roll the bonus die.
Yeah. Hey, you got it. Is that probably like an extreme success or something?
It is an extreme. I don't know. You have Grant's character sheet. I don't.
Oh.
And sure yeah, it is. He's like a 90 with a pistol.
He's like a 75 or something. Yeah.
I think he's even higher than 75.
Even higher? 85. Yeah. So extreme success.
But those max damage plus something, right? Plus damage.
Max damage plus max damage bonus plus roll weapon damage. Weapon.
Okay, so I rolled two. All
right.
That's 10 total.
Like 10. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, point blank, you catch the creature right in the chest, and it falls on its back silent. It's a thud. Clearly dead.
All right.
Ow!
Okay, so just to recap, we got two dead creatures. You've got a collapsed, ceiling above you to some degree. Andre, I don't know if you picked that up. There was another one of those concrete slabs where you are.
Okay.
Gersh, playing Jerry, is down to one hit point. Robert is down to one hit point with major wounds, and I think everybody else is is okay.
Everyone's up here at the Robert marker now, right?
Yeah, we couldn't move you.
Yeah. All right, that's fine.
Can we see, Ty, where the creature came from? Does it look like he came from up above? Or
The second one, it came down from that western direction.
Yeah, but the first one, because
he jumped. He came from above, like he fell on top of you from above.
Does it where I was when he fell on top of me? Is there look like there's a way to get to the bomb shelter, or was he? Do I think he was just hanging on the ceiling?
Are you gonna point your flashlight up there? I take it.
Yes. Yeah.
You actually see some pits and holes in the ceiling, kind of throughout the cavern. They're not embedded, or they're not dug into the concrete, but it's like as if the digging had gone into the ceiling as well. So he can't. You surmise. One of these pits or holes is big enough to hold a creature of that size. And as your flashlight actually catches some more of the bones, and perhaps even what may be cloth or clothing
in the ceiling or in some other part.
Yeah, it's actually like stuck in the ceiling. Hmm.
How high is the ceiling?
At this point, it's about 10 feet above, 10 feet high, with the holes receding a little bit further.
So I can't reach it.
Yeah, not really. As you check out the concrete slab area, you actually are able to find a little passage that starts to go upward. The collapsed part is not as wide open as it was where you guys came in, but there is enough space for perhaps one person at a time to climb up. You're going to have to take a look to see where it goes, but there's a small passage that starts to head upward through the rubble.
What do you think? I think maybe we need to regroup.
Get some
Pearsons down here.
So we have two people down to one hit point.
Yeah. And one of them came back from...
Yeah, one of them was zero and then was revived by Jerry.
So I don't know if that means he's worse off, but we should probably get...
The mouth to mouth was super special.
Yeah. It was. It's contagious, though, because no one.
From a mechanics point of view, can either one of them be treated with first aid again?
No. Additional recovery would probably require medical attention. Yeah. I mean, actually, since he wasn't, I guess Jerry could be treated. And potentially, if you want to give some attention to Jerry.
I have a first aid 50. I'm not sure if there's anybody else.
Why don't you go ahead and roll? And see if Jerry.
All right.
I love the attention of a Frenchman.
Benefits. Here's coming at you, Jerry.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah. Jerry's up to two hit points. Ooh. All right. Yeah, anything beyond that's going to require medical attention of. Right. Stronger means.
So we basically have two incapacitated players.
Yep. We're going to have to bug out.
Everybody make a listen roll.
Oh, fuck's sake.
That's the point.
Ah, oh, fail.
Oh, I failed. God. I was too busy trying to fix Jerry up.
I had a hard success.
All right. Jerry and Mike and Grant, you hear more scurrying.
Let's go. I think we go. All
right. You guys are climbing up.
You fools.
Yep, I hear. Hear them.
All right. Yes, you all individually make it up one at a time. Some of you with more difficulty than others, into what appears to be another one of these bomb shelters that you were in earlier. These above ground, of questionable construction.
Robert is going to light a stick of dynamite and throw it back down the hall.
guess we're not staying in this bomb shelter very long.
No, nope, we're all
I
leaving.
See him do that and start walking towards the exit as rapidly as possible.
Robert does that as everyone's leaving the bomb shelter.
Okay.
And doesn't look back, by the way, as he walks away. As he limps away.
As the 20 school children that were still in front of him.
Yeah, I was trying to think about it, insert a young child.
Robert doesn't care. Robert's grin is like fixed, like a rictus.
Some men just want to see the world burn. Okay. Large explosion, more collapsing, and you guys are catching your breath outside on the streets of London. It's
must
now,
have got hit by a bomb.
Now it's now early evening, and let's go ahead and call it there for the session.
Perfect.
I hope you guys take me to a hospital. Maybe we can go see the doctor.
Now we have a reason to go to the hospital.
It's much more efficient this way.
I see Grace Daggett not deserving of the hospital. Robert Marshall deserving. I see how it works.
It's personal hygiene. If you don't take care of yourself, you know?
Yeah.
All right. I think we're generally back on schedule, but I'll ping you guys here, I think. So I guess that puts us back in 2 weeks.
Okay.
On the 15th.
Right, sounds good.
Mark it down.
Check.
All right.
It's the 15th. Gotcha. Yeah, looks good.
All right, guys. Enjoy your time at the con if you're going. Otherwise, enjoy your week.
All right. All right. See you guys later.
See you guys.
See you.
Night.